Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to talk about ice right now.
Because
a lot of people like their ice in different forms and different fashions.
All right.
And I had no idea that there was so many different ways to choose your ice out there.
I'm not picky.
Yeah?
I like it crushed, shaved, frozen, solid, whatever you give it to me, I like it.
Okay.
But I do like some ice better than others.
Well, and with the Yeti cups out there now, your ice is important because it hangs around with you all day long. and night and the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But they ask people to reveal how they prefer their ice.
Okay.
What do you think the number one answer is?
I'm going to say crushed restaurant style.
Crushed.
I would think crushed. That's my favorite if I have to have ice.
49% said they like cubes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the others?
36% said crushed.
Wow.
That was number two. Now, there's some certain ice places that you can go. For example, Zaxby's ice is kind of cool.
Those like little turds.
Yeah, those little bitty
rabbit turds.
Yeah.
I think Chick-fil-A is that way, too.
I like
and
those,
And I like
too.
Those. Those are the best.
Yeah, I think Sonic might have that as well.
Yeah, Sonic has littler ones,
little
I think.
Little bitty ice things.
Yeah.
And you kind of even go to the restaurant, not only for the food, but for the ice.
I wish I could get an ice maker that made that kind of ice.
So it's not crushed. It's like cubes that are broken up.
No.
What are you talking about?
More like little. They
what
made
you were just
them.
Talking about.
No, what store? What? Which
the
restaurant?
Three places you just mentioned, Zaxby's.
Well, yeah, I understood. I think it's more like there must be a process that makes them small little. They start off. They look like they're round balls, but then they're oblong shaped sometimes, and sometimes they have little triangly shapes.
Rabbit turds.
Yeah, a little bit. Not quite as round. Rabbit turds are very round.
Oh, rat turds.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, they're not oblong like that.
Some of them are.
Okay.
Rabbit?
How can we compare ice to turds?
That's my friends and all. That's how we...
Okay. Cube ice is what most people said. Crush was number two. Now, if it's cubed for me, I guess they're counting the ones that are the banana-shaped ice.
Probably.
And I don't like the banana-shaped
me
ice.
Me either.
I like it as a cube, like a square. I'm fine with that. But the banana-shaped ice or the half-moon, crescent-moon ice...
Oh, that's like home ice.
It does not... I mean, it gets in the way. And sometimes, like, because of the little smiley face that it makes, it falls down in the cup and you can't get the liquid over. It's almost like a dam that's holding all the...
Watch your language, buddy. Family show. We call it a hammock ice. It looks like a hammock
also. Okay. All right.
And it has that shape or like the bottom of a rocking horse, which causes it to do that. It rocks around in there and gets in the way.
I feel that way about cubes. That they chunk up and then it gets in front of your lips and you can't get the liquid through. So I don't like cubes.
Let us talk that over for a second. You're wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, what kind of glass are you drinking out of?
It's the cubes I'm worried about, not the glass.
Hmm.
If I had a straw, then it wouldn't matter, but I don't have a straw.
Okay.
Oh, a highball glass.
Now,
shake it, don't stir it, or whatever.
Now, 12% of people said they don't want ice at all.
Arcado sounded like he might be in that group.
I prefer, at home, I never use ice unless I'm having a liquor drink.
Okay.
In restaurants, if I'm getting my own, I get very little ice because the fountain drinks are cold anyway.
Really?
Yes, they're cold because the ice sits there and keeps them chilled.
I don't. So. I order extra ice.
No.
And the reason why I want my whole cup to be full of ice.
You lose drink that way.
But you can refill for free now.
If you're staying, if you're getting it to go, then you lose. You get that with no ice
because
and you get extra drink.
I hate to have all the ice that floats to the top and then down below.
It's just this big, open, not cold area.
Exactly. And so you have to pour your straw into the ice area and start to suck. At that point, you get really cold.
True that. True that.
Yeah. But fountain drinks are cold if the ice is right there with them because it keeps the fountain drinks cold.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
That is how it works. I've worked in restaurants.
You know what? Let's talk about that.
No.
Wow.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the fancy people, this is about 5% of people, said they prefer their ice in shapes. Now.
Oh.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
You know what I have seen that's kind of cool? You see this on like Sharper Image and some of the fancy sites.
Yeah.
Is you can make your ice in the shape of a round circular ball.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of cool. I've never tried it to like see if it messes up your drinking, but it looks neat.
Well, because all the liquor can go around the balls.
Well, also lots of surface area.
Well, and there's also like little heart shapes they were mentioning
here.
No,
thank you.
I know that at the comic book store they have like the you can get a huge Death Star.
Ice Vader.
Huge ball that you put in the cup.
Ice Vader.
I have hearts. I have heart ice trays. Yeah, I make hearts.
Okay.
Really, no reason to, but
I
do.
It's to fill in the gap in her life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.